Vaydabar Hashem al Moshe Leimer. Sisa es Rosh B'nai Yisrael of Kudeyem. When you will accept the senses of the B'nai Yisrael, V'nosnu ish kaifer nafshay l'Hashem of Kudeyem. Each one will give a redemption for his nefesh when they're counted. V'lo yihye bohem negev. And there will not be a plague when you count them. The Gemara says, Omer Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, Goli v'yodua l'fnei mishomer ha'olam. It's known in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that us in Haman in the future will weigh 10,000 shkolim of kesev against Klal Yisrael to get them to be destroyed. So Mimela, what did he do? Lefichok hidim shkolim l'shkolov. He made our machzis ha-shekel come before the shkolim of Haman. V'haynu ditznan be'echud ba'ador mashmin al ha-shkolim is b'dafkin ador. That's the time of Purim. Mimela, we announce it's the time of machzis ha-shekel. You have to understand, what is the connection between machzis ha-shekel and the shkolim of Haman? Why indeed is the machzis ha-shekel, why does it overpower Haman's money? Number two, we know that machzis ha-shekel is mevatel ayin hara. How is machzis ha-shekel mevatel ayin hara? If you count them by their heads, then there's ayin hara. If you give machzis ha-shekel, then there's no ayin hara. How is the machzis ha-shekel mevatel that? So the Sfarim bring down, Chazal say, dover ha-somui mena ayin, Toyim Brach, something which is hidden from the eye, it accepts blessing. Something that's out in the limelight, that's under the eyes of people, that's when you risk Ayin Hara. That's why Chazal say the Luchas and Rishonos that were given with Koilos and Brachim, with tremendous fanfare, they ended up being broken. The Luchas Shnias were given Bitzina, and they had a Kiyah. When a person is counted, and he's counted by himself, one, two, three, at the time that he's counted, Kolzman, he's not counted, he's part of a rabbi. He's not in the limelight. But the moment that he's counted, we're focusing on that individual. And when we focus on that individual, he is put in the limelight. The Machzis HaShekel shows us it's only half. He's only half of him is here. The real half, the half of the Neshama, the half of Ruchnius, that is not here right now, that is hidden. And Mimela, when you're counting him, you're not really counting the real person. Mimela, that takes away Ayin Hara. Ayin Hara is the focus on the person. The Machzis HaShekel signifies that the real person is what you cannot see. And Mimela, when you're pointing, when you're counting him, you're not really counting him. His essence, Lamaisi, you can't see. His essence is hidden. And Mimela, it's the counting that declares this. And Mimela, he's not up to Ayin Hara. But what does this have to do with Haman? So Hashem says, "Amori de Gazak." Haman came with a taina. Yeshnoi am echad mefuzer am mefayrud. What's Yeshnoi? Zok the Hashem says, "Klal Yisrael belongs in the Olam Ha'ayim. They belong in the invisible world, the spiritual world, the world that cannot be seen. Cause man, they remain hidden in the Olam Ha'ayim, in the Olam that you can't see. Then they're okay." When they come out to the world of Gashmias, to the world of the Goyim, then they're no longer on home turf. Then they're in foreign land. That's the land where money could rule. That's the land where covet could rule. That's the world where political corruption rules. That's the Olam Hayesh. Haman saw Klal Yisrael's Nehenne, Mesudas Shalachash Veirish. He saw that when the declaration came that everybody should be Oyel Teretz Yisrael, only 40,000 people came. Most of Klal Yisrael remained in their place. So Haman tainit yeshnei amechad. They become part of the Olam Hayesh, and Mimela, that's my world of power and influence, and Mimela, I have a koyach over them. The Machzis HaShekel, though, shows that we are not part of that world. Our ikur still belongs in that half which is not counted, and that half that cannot be seen. Mimela, that's mevatel, the koyach of Haman. That's the Machzis HaShekel, which declares that our main part is what is not seen. Our main part is not in the Olam Hayesh, and that's what we identify with. And the middle of that has the Kayak of Rama. That is the Biur in the Machzis HaShekel. Re'eh, see, Karasi b'shem Bitzalel ben Uri ben Hur. I have called the name of Bitzalel ben Uri ben Hur. V'amalei yisai ruach elikim, and I filled him with the spirit of Hashem b'chochma, with wisdom, b'smuna, with understanding, u'v'das, u'v'chol mulach alachshei ma'ashavis. Ray, I have called Bitzalel ben Uri ben Hur. Where did Hashem call him? We don't find in the Torah. Doesn't say by Yomer Hashem or Moshe, you know, call Bitzalel ben Uri ben Hur. This is the first time I hear anything about it. Doesn't say anywhere but Feirish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Bitzalel or said to Moshe. This is the first time. So what is this Re'ei Karosi? See that I have called. Where do you find such a thing? So Moshe Feinstein says in Mori Diki Yisoid and other Svarim Seit and other places as well. Dr. Moshe Zeichetzak of the Kodesh Lebracha, that the kriya was, the call was, with that gufa, that Bitzalel had these super talents. He had the talents of figuring out how to make something. And not only did he have the talents, but he knew how it ties in with the Olam Yisrael Yainim. And he understood all the machshavas that have to be put to it. The very fact that he was given the talent, that is a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him to do it. He didn't have to tell it to him with his mouth. He didn't have to tell him a tzivui. The fact that those koiches are found within that goof is the command. I've given you the koiches. That is the biggest simon that you have to use that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is re'ei. See, look at the koiches. And by seeing the koiches that Bitzalel was given, you may well understand that he is the one that I have designated to do this job. That's a Maridika lesson. A lot of times people have their individual talents, and it could be used for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it may very well be that the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the person that particular talent, that gufa is the command. I gave it to you for the sake of using it for Kavod Shamayim. That's the lesson to be learned from over here. V'atot tedabro v'nei Yisrael leimor. You should speak to the v'nei Yisrael saying, ach es shabsoi say tishmoiru. Only my shabboses you should keep. Ki oisi beiniu v'neichem l'doyre seichem. It is an ois between me and you for your generations. L'das, to know, ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, I am Hashem that makes you holy. The Gemara says, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Moshe, matona toivi yeshli b'veis gnozai. I have a matona toiva in my hidden house, my hidden treasure house. I have a matona toiva. The Shabbos Shema, and the name is Shabbos. V'ani mevaksho litno l'Yisrael. I want to give it to Klal Yisrael. Leich v'idia. The simple understanding of this Gemara is Shabbos is a matona chashuva. Chazal say, hanoisim matona l'chaveroi, tzorach l'idioi. Shabbos is that matona chashuva. And to be makshav the matona, to make it choshev in their eyes, notify Klal Yisrael, I'm giving them this special matana. That is the simple pshat. But the Malbim says a different pshat over here. What's the matana toiva? Matana toiva that I have in my hidden treasure house, that's Olam Haba. Now it's impossible for me to give them Olam Haba down here, to give them a taste of it. Because Olam Haba is a spiritual tainug, which calls man that we are clothed in a physical guf. We're not able to appreciate that. This is the reason why the Torah never speaks about Olam Haba. Nor does it say in the Torah that if you do the mitzvahs, you'll be zeichet Olam Haba up there. Because we have no hasag of what that is. Kol zman we're in a physical goof, there's no way that we can comprehend Olam Haba. So Elamai, so how in the world are we going to get a little bit of a taste of what it is? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Shabbos, which is me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos has epis of flavor, that if you really indulge in Shabbos, and that doesn't just mean to eat the cholent and the kugel and the cha or whatever, it means to indulge in the ruchnius of Shabbos. If a person keeps Shabbos the way it should be, you can get a taste, me'ein olam haba. So that's the way the Malbim teaches the Chazal. Malbim teaches, matona toivi yeshli b'beis gnozai. I have a matana in my hidden treasure up there, the Shabbos Shema, that's the Yom Shekulei Shabbos. Olam Haba is Yom Shekulei Shabbos. However, I can't give it to him now. I can't show them what it is right now because they're not going to have Asaga. I want to give it to Klal Yisrael, but I can't give it to them the way it is. I want to notify them a little bit what it is. So tell them that that is Shabbos. Shabbos is where you can get a little bit of a taste of what Olam Haba is. And that's why the Pasuk says, Ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. I am Hashem that sanctifies you. I want to sanctify you up there. I want to be able to imbue you with the full Kiddush of Olam Haba. But how you can ever know what that is? Down here you can't really know what it is. By keeping Shabbos, you can get me'ain of a taste of what Olam Haba is. Rosh Chaim of Olga, he said over when he first came to the Mir in Europe. So during the week he met the Mashgiach, Rabbi Ruchan. He spoke to him, accepted him into the yeshiva, he spoke with him. Then came Erev Shabbos. So Rav Shlomo Volbe, he went early. He had a seder. He started learning to be Mekabel Shabbos earlier. He's sitting in the Beis Medrash. And he sees that there's a strange person that's walking up to the front of the Beis Medrash. And he's sitting himself down in the Mashgiach seat, in Rabbi Ruchim's seat. So he's wondering about that, like, what's going on? And he said, you know, do they have a special Mashgiach here in the yeshiva for Shabbos? It's a Shabbos Mashgiach and a weekday Mashgiach. And he couldn't figure it out. After davening, he went over to one of the vachim and he said, who's that sitting in the seat over there by the mashgiach? What are you talking about? That's Rabbi Ruchim. It's Rabbi Ruchim. He met Rabbi Ruchim. He saw Rabbi Ruchim by Meirav during the week. He bechlal did not recognize him. He was loyvesh, a totally different tzura. Completely different tzura. Ad kidei kach that he wasn't able to recognize him. Says, that's pshat, somebody that keeps Shabbos with the Kedusha, he takes on an Olam Haba de Ketzura. It's a totally different form, a totally different Tzura. Vayar ha'am ki boishesh Moshe l'redes min ahar. And the people saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was delaying in coming down from the mountain. Rashi over here is Meir, his Behim, his Masbir, what happened to the Bnei Yisrael? He brings down the Chazal, the Gemara, Masech, the Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu told them that on the 40th day, at the 6th hour, he will come down. Klal Yisrael made a mistake. They started counting too early because they didn't count from the next day. They counted from that day. Moshe Rabbeinu meant 40 full days and nights. So by the time that their Cheshbon came, he's not here. Was Tutman. Oh, the Sultan sees this. Bar Sultan, the ear of his Eilam. He made it become dark, and he started mixing up the world. And he comes to Bnei Yisrael, and he says, Boshesh, the 6th hour is here. Moshe's not here. They didn't listen to him. So he said, Mesh Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu's dead. They didn't listen to him. He made the form of a bed with Moshe Rabbeinu in it appear. It looked like Moshe Rabbeinu was dead. That's when they panicked. And that's when they came to Aaron. They should make the Eidim. So, what's the pshat? What were they thinking? They really thought that Moshe Rabbeinu has a pshat. They should think Moshe Rabbeinu died. It doesn't make sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Moshe Rabbeinu up to accept the Luchos. So why would he kill him over there? And secondly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind all of a sudden to give the Luchos. He wanted the Luchos to be given to Klal Yisrael. So why in the world would he take Moshe Rabbeinu's life? The whole thing's not a seichel. And how did they quickly soru ma'ir min aderech? They quickly descended from the way. How could that be? That a nation that reached the Madrega of Malachim, a Basko came out in a Shemayim when they said Nasa v'Nishma. The Basko said, Mi gilu levonai, sod v'roz zeh shemal achi ha'shoros mishnam shenboi. So how could it be that Zoom, the Igra Rama, the Bira Mikta, from the highest roof to the lowest pit, like what was the pshat? The Gemara Taka says, that lohoyu Yisrael ruyim loisa ha-maisa. Klal Yisrael was talking not right for that maisa. The Gemara Nabi Dezara, the Avdala, the Midbeis. They were not right for that maisa. Elo lahiris liten pischon peh lebali tshuva. To give a pischon peh, take a look. Klal Yisrael, they sinned as a nation. And take a look, they were able to make a comeback and they were able to do tshuva. So, but how did it work? Like, what's going on? You're right. It's impossible. They weren't roy lekach. But how does such a thing happen? So the Klayoker, has a sefer called Ir Gibayim, and he says the following. The truth of the matter is that the whole thing was orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it was L'mayla Menatel. It really was not. It was sort of like a little bit the Koyach HaBechira was taken in that respect, because Hashem wanted to bring out the power of Tshuva. However, it was only possible because they themselves had rooted in their hearts certain questions about Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, they weren't 100% sure about Moshe Rabbeinu. That's fake. The first two Dibris, they heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After that, they heard it from Moshe. So there were people, although they didn't express these doubts, but in their hearts, there were some doubts. Did Moshe Rabbeinu repeat the words accurately? Maybe he was Moshe a little bit on his own. Maybe he subtracted a little bit on his own. Maybe it's really not so clear. But Moshe Rabbeinu, when he didn't come back, so now they started thinking, aha, maybe that our chashashas were taki correct. Maybe he went and he saw the luchos and it didn't correspond with what he told us. And he's embarrassed to come back and he's not going to come back anymore. That's what they had in their hearts, and that's what prompted them to go and make an egel. So it comes out, it was a getter of Megalgul and Chayv al Yidei Chayiv. Had they not had those doubts in their heart against Moshe Rabbeinu, then such a thing never could have happened. But because Lamaisa, there were those that had those fakes, there was a mokim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan to be chal, and that's the way it happened. Similarly, the Svarim say, about the selling of Yosef, the brother sold Yosef, which is not Eilal HaSeichel, the whole thing does not make sense. The whole thing does not make sense. They were Danim, but they didn't realize in the Yehavidover, they didn't realize they can't be Dan. They didn't realize that such a thing you have to ask Yaakov Avinu. You can't do that on your own. The whole thing makes no sense. And the Svarim say, this was all orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get Yaakov Avinu to go down to Mitzrayim. So why was there a taina on the Shvatim? And why is it that the Asara Arugei Malchus had to be mechapa for the Aveira? The Teretz is, in order for that to happen, Eino Chinami, they wouldn't have done it on their own, but there was a little bit of kina, and there was a little bit of hatred to Yosef, and then there was a makam for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to make it happen. And that's the same thing that happened over here with Moshe Rabbeinu. There were sveikis within, and then what happened was those sveikis came to the fore, and that's what exploded into the chait of the egel, the terrible chait of egel, from which we're suffering till to this day. Rav Yaakov Galinsky said, a moyridik emaisa with a moyridik lesson. Rav Yaakov Galinsky had numerous moistis, koilulim, with the Rosh Yeshiva and the Yeshiva, which he had to collect money for. He used to travel around the world collecting the money. So one time he traveled from Eretz Yisrael to Mexico. Long trip, tiring trip. Comes to Mexico, and he comes to the home of a big gvir. And punkt, when he arrived, this gvir was holding the Chanukah's habayas for a big new villa that he had put up on his estate. And he invited family, and there were friends, all wealthy people, of course. Yaakov said it was like a mara, this new building that he put up with the whole estate was breathtaking. He was misfall, such a thing could exist. He didn't see that in Bnei Brak. So while he is perusing the grounds, he's walking around and he's absorbed in what's happening. He didn't notice that he was a little bit too close to the pool, to the swimming pool, and he fell into the pool. In his kapata, with his Hamburg, he's in the pool. The people see this, they rush, they schlep him out of the pool, and there he is soaked through and through, the kapata, the bekishin, dripping water, in front of a whole host of gvirim that are just watching in shock. Mizyonis was nervous. Yak was very quick, you know, with his quips. And he said, it's the first time that I went to the mikveh before giving a drush. Anyway, They were terribly, terribly upset that this happened. They ran to get him clothing, but Ryanka was very short. They couldn't get him any clothing because they just didn't have what to match him. Micey standing there drenched. It was a terrible, surreal scene. Like, it's because of this Micey, because they felt so bad about what happened. They managed doubled and tripled what they were going to give him. The Balabos gave a Hein Rav and the other people, the other guests, they gave him a belt of money. He was mamish. He walked away with what he never in his wildest dreams expected. So he said over later, Shashi was standing in the pool. He was thinking to himself. He said, I made this long trip. I made the long trip on Isa Nefesh to raise money for Talmidei Chachamim that are Amal V'Yogei. I've also come in these bizyonis. Like, this is how I get paid back. Later on, when I made all that money, I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu did me the biggest chesed. He saved me bizyonis. This is why I would have had to go around from door to door. Please, can you give me? I got this all in one shot. He saved me bizyonis. And he said, the limud is Neir V'Oyim. A lot of times, you know, we face a situation which is an asayin, which is a difficulty. We say, why does Hashem do this? Why do I deserve this? You look back later on, l'mafreya, and you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu did me the biggest favor. Look, some sofer said about such a kind of a thing that happened with him. That's shot in the Pasuk. It says, Uri Yisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hareini noz kvedecha. Show me your honor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Uri Yisim HaSachayrai. Uponai lo yero. You will see my back, you won't see my front. Because I'll say that he showed him the Kesher Tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Ksam Sefer Taich, a lot of times when we're facing an Nisayim, we're facing a hardship, we can't see the Darkei Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Re'isem as Achayrai, looking back in retrospect years later, you'll be able to see how everything fit into place. Uponai, while you're facing it, lo yero, you won't be able to see it. So I saw that somebody brings down, it's the same thing with the Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel was a terrible klop. Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel. We're still suffering from the Chet HaEgel. How many thousands of yin were nifter because of the Chet HaEgel? At the time, we were on a high madrega. We were on the madrega of Malachim before the Chet HaEgel. Baskel came out in the Shemaim and said, when they said Masa V'Nishma, who was Megal of the Sayyid? Only the Malachi Asheris know this site. It says, Chorus al Haluchos, al Tikri Chorus al Cheirus. We were free from the Malach HaMavis, we were free from the Yetzirah. Now comes the Chet HaEgel, we lost everything. Ani amarti elehim atem, uvnei elehim kulchem. I thought that you were Malachim, you were people of the upper echelons. Achen ka'adam tamusin, you're just like regular mortals now. So we lost tremendous madregas. The Idr Kisa, let's make a cheshmer of what we gained. Number one, we gained the union of tshuva, because I'll say that the whole Maisa came about to show Klal Yisrael the way of tshuva. We gained the Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur came about because of this. Precious Yom Kippur that's metayer us, that gives us a chance to purify ourselves. Mechila Slicha Kapara. We got the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. 13 attributes of Rachman, which is a powerful tefillah, which works wonders. And Eilal Kulam, the crowning jewel, we received the Mishkan with the Kelim, the Mizbeches, the Avodas in the Beis HaMikdash, and everything that it represents, and all the Bracha, the Menorah of Chacham, and the Shulchan of Parnassah. We received all of that. That came about because of the Chet HaEgel. It's Yitachen that we gained more Madregas through it than we lost. So with this, the Mashgiach and say in Yeshivas HaTeres Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, Hagoyin Reb Chaim Wolkin, Shlita, he wants to answer a question. The Medrash says, Shivrei Luchais V'Luchais Munachim Ba'aron. The Gemara says that. The Shivrei Luchais were in the Aron together with the Luchais. One would think that the broken Luchais represent an Aveira. They represent Madregas that we lost. Why would we want to preserve that? If anything, we should want to forget about that. It should give us tzar. And yet we cherish it, and we keep it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim together with the Luchites. So Dr. Chaim Walkin, because they represent all of these new Madregas that we received. At the time, it seemed like a tragedy. But looking back in retrospect, how much we gained through all of that, it's Neir Neirois. Memel, we cherish this. It's Musar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Yes, he rebuked us. And yes, that's why the Luchos were broken. The Afalpi gain. We gained tremendous bracha. And we also gained tremendous lessons. I want to quote a Nifladiki Gemara. Two Nifladiki Gemaras. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, Gemara Mesechtes Brachas, Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. State in the Gemara, on the pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, "Va'atah nichali, let me go. V'yichar api bohem va'achalein. I'll be angry at them and I will destroy them." Zokti Gemara, "Ilmolei mikro kosov." If the Torah would not have written this, we wouldn't be able to say it on our own. Milamed, this teaches me. Hashem said, "Leave me, let go of me." Milamed, shetopsay Moshe laKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu grabbed Hashem. Like you grab your friend by his shirt, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu anichali, let go of me. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "I'm not letting go until you're mechaper and you're moichalim." Pili plon. There's a Yerushalmi, that's just as paladic. There's a Yerushalmi, the Masechtas Tainis, that says, the Luchais were 6 tefachim long. 2 tefachim were in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 2 tefachim were in the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu, and in the middle there were 2 tefachim. B'shas, Klal Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to grab away the luchos from Moshe. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He strengthened himself, and he overpowered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he grabbed the luchos away from Hashem. And that's what it means when it says in the Pasuk, "Ulchon HaKol HaYod HaChazak," at the end of the Torah. So the Yod HaChazak of Moshe Rabbeinu is referring to this incident where there was a tug of war and he won the tug of war against HaKadosh Baruch. How do we understand? It's obviously there's deep, deep secrets in this Gemara which are beyond our understanding. But how do we understand this on an elementary level? So the Svarim HaKadoshim HaMasmer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when he gets angry or even when he has a rutzen to do something, he left it in the hands of Ben Adam to be able to overpower those thoughts of Hashem. Especially tzaddikim, they have that kayach. If they have the rotzen, which is strong enough, and their tefillahs are strong enough, they're able to overpower the rotzen of Hashem. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria. And that's what happened over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen was taken to destroy Klal Yisrael. But he left them mocking by people that if their rotzen is strong enough, their rotzen can overpower Hashem. That's what it means that I put that. Moshe held on to the shirt of Hashem. Hashem doesn't literally have a shirt. It means the midah of anger that Hashem wanted to display right now. Moshe Rabbeinu had control over that. And he said, "I'm not letting go. You're not going to use this. And I'm not letting go until you forget about the anger and until you're moichalim." Same thing with the luchais. Moshe Rabbeinu's rotzen was so powerful to bring Klal Yisrael to the full tikkun that he grabbed the luchos away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his rotzen, with his tremendous desire to do the best for Klal Yisrael. He was able to overpower Hashem because that's the way Hashem wanted it, and that's the way Hashem shtelva bet the bria. And that's a maridika lesson to all of us. Chazal says it's not a befeirish gemara; it's brought down in the Svarim. Ein kol davar ha'aymei b'fnei ha'rotzen. Nothing stands in the way of the will of man. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the kayak. Person will say, finishing in the sech, that it's not for me. I'm not b'yecholus of doing it, or I'm not b'yecholus of learning this sefer, or I'm not b'yecholus of reaching this madrega. There's no such thing. If a fellow develops the rotzen for it, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it seems, did not give him the natural kayakus for it, he could overcome that with his rotzen. That's a lesson that we could take from this mice over here. I put in shops. What's that? Right. Yeah, the rights. Nick was the rights.